This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss, and you can do that toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm if you'd like to reach out to us that way and sound almost as good as if you're sitting in the studio with us. And in that studio here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Cody.
And Melanie making a huge journey to come all the way out here and be on the radio tonight. Appreciate that. You now live in Manchester.
Yes.
As of this weekend.
Last Tuesday.
Okay. It seemed like it was this weekend. But yes, anyway, here you are back in Keene. So welcome back. How's the big city treating you so far?
Pretty good so far. I've pretty much just been to my house and the grocery store, so. Well, no, that's not true. We went to all the state agencies, and me and my boyfriend harassed all the state agents.
Oh, excellent.
And I was changing my paperwork over, so that was fun.
Did you get video?
No.
That makes it even more fun when you do that. Speaking of video, by the way, there's a pretty big news story here that I think we should lead with, and then we'll talk about Julian Assange and what's going to be happening tomorrow with some sort of special so-called October surprise for Hillary Clinton that he has planned, and you've got that story, Cody. But big news coming out of RT and the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. The Bureau of Investigative Journalism, which I'm actually not very familiar with, has a very lengthy report about this. I'm going to share the RT piece because it, you know, truncates it, keeps it a little bit simpler, about a PR firm paid by the Pentagon apparently like a decade ago now to create terrorist videos, fake terrorist videos. And I think this is particularly interesting because as we've been watching over the years here on Free Talk Live, one of the things that we've said about some of these videos coming out of, like, ISIS. Now, this isn't about ISIS. This is pre-ISIS, as I understand it.
Much older.
But, like, even the ISIS videos and the ones prior to that have had a level of production quality that has been impressive. I don't know, Cody, you actually worked in the television industry. Have you seen any of these terrorist videos at all? Like, just not just Al-Qaeda, but ISIS and, you know, anything at all within the last 6 years
or
decade?
It's really not the type of stuff, if I'm going to go on YouTube, that I'm going to be looking up.
A lot of it you can't even find on YouTube because, you know, some of the more recent ones, especially out of ISIS, are particularly violent, and that stuff, for whatever reason, you know, it doesn't really last on YouTube. You have to go to sites like...
Because somebody goes and looks up a terrorist video and then reports it for being violent.
Right. And, you know, I don't know. I guess violent videos are allowed on YouTube, but for whatever reason, the actual, like, real cutting off of it... Like, you can put clips from a movie that are violent, but... Like an actual cutting off of a real head, apparently that doesn't fly on YouTube because maybe they would argue that it assists the terrorists in some way by showing these videos.
Well, I mean, if you were running YouTube, would you feel good about those videos being on there?
I'm not running YouTube, but if I were running if I were running a video sharing website, I would want to be known for being a sharing site which doesn't censor news content, and so. No, I wouldn't run YouTube.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's news. It's not like, hey, let's just go find the most graphic thing we can for the sake of being graphic. Like, it's relevant. If they're real, it's relevant. If they're fake, that's relevant, too. I mean, it's not...
I agree. And so it's hard to track these videos down, the ones from actual alleged ISIS videos. Now, I say alleged because we don't know who's making the ISIS videos for sure. There are people claiming to be ISIS, but... Is that the U.S. government? This news story might suggest that it may very well be that ISIS may have always been a creation of the CIA or the U.S. government. But in this
would not surprise me.
Right.
So what in the videos have you noticed that kind of seems like it's high production quality, like HD video?
They've got HD. Yeah, they've got HD and teleprompter, obviously.
There's no shakiness, which is weird if you're filming in a cave with some dude just standing
there with a camera. A tripod isn't a particularly high production quality thing. And certainly video has gotten cheaper to produce now than it has ever been in the history of mankind. So it's certainly within the reach of the ISIS folks to put together decent looking videos with today's technology. But it's just interesting how good it actually does look. And this news story here, and I'll jump into it, about art, or actually published over at RT, about the Pentagon paying $540 million to a UK PR firm to create fake terrorist videos in Iraq in a secret propaganda campaign exposed by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. PR firm Bell Pottinger, known for its array of controversial clients, including the Saudi government and Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet's foundation, worked with the U.S. military to create the propaganda in a secretive operation. The firm reported to the CIA, the National Security Council, and the Pentagon on the project with a mandate to portray al-Qaeda in a negative light and track suspected sympathizers. So the idea was, I was reading the Bureau's full piece about this, the idea was they would put these videos out there and look and see who was watching them. And then, I guess, use that information somehow. The White House and General David Petraeus, the former general who shared classified information with his mistress, signed off on the content produced by the agency. The Bell Pottinger operation started soon after the U.S. invasion of Iraq, and it was tasked with promoting the, quote, democratic elections, unquote, for the administration before moving on to more lucrative psychological and informational operations. Former employee Martin Wells told the Bureau that he found himself working in Iraq after being hired as a video editor by Bell Pottinger. Within 48 hours of being hired, he was landing in Baghdad to edit content for secret psychological operations at Camp Victory. The firm created television ads showing al-Qaeda in a negative light, as well as creating content to look as though it had come from so-called Arabic TV. Crews were sent out to film bombings with low-quality video. The firm would then edit it to make it look like it was actual news footage. They would craft scripts for Arabic soap operas where characters would reject terrorism with happy consequences. The firm also created fake al-Qaeda propaganda videos, which were then planted by the military in the very homes that they raided. Employees were given specific instructions to create the videos, like, quote, we need to make this style of video and we've got to use al-Qaeda's footage, or we need it to be 10 minutes long and it needs to be in this file format and we need to encode it in this manner. The videos were created to play on Real Player, which needs an internet connection to run. The CDs were embedded with a code linking to Google Analytics, which allowed the military to track IP addresses that the videos were played on. According to Wells, the videos were picked up in Iran, Syria, and the United States. If 48 hours, said Wells, if one 48 hours or a week later shows up in another part of the world, then that's the more interesting one, and that's what they're looking for, more because that gives you a trail, he said. The Pentagon confirmed the PR firm did work for them under the Information Operations Task Force, creating content that they say was so-called truthful. Of course, when it comes from the military, it must be truthful.
Clearly, this is a spin campaign, you know, after the fact.
They've been caught red-handed here.
What does that mean, though? Truthful? Truthful in that they did it?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't even sound like a denial to me. Like, oh, well, you know, the stuff in the video, it was true. Like, it was a reenactment, whatever, but it was true. Like, it's not even a denial.
It was truthy.
I don't get it. So, I take it this guy is the one who leaked this information?
Yes, this Martin Wells is the leaker here. He worked for the Bell Pottinger, who's one of their editors.
I wonder if he's been suicided yet.
Well, not yet. He's still out there, apparently. The firm did work under the Joint Psychological Operations Task Force, and the Pentagon said it could not comment on the operations of the JPOTF, that Psychological Operations Task Force. U.S. law prohibits the government from using propaganda on its population, hence the use of an outside firm to create the content. So apparently, if the government hires somebody, then it's not making its own propaganda, so that's okay.
And that's not how agency law works for anyone else.
Now, what do you mean by that, agency law?
So if there's a law against me doing something, and... So
you can't hire someone to do something.
I can't hire you to do it.
If it's illegal for you to kill somebody, it's illegal for you to hire someone to kill somebody.
Right.
So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about, there's a little bit more to go here about what happened with Bell Pottinger, and I'll see if I can dig through the longer piece, because again, this is the RT kind of summary of the story. But if you think about it, this is pretty huge news. $540 million. They had like a $100 million a year contract over several years to just produce propaganda for the U.S. government, the CIA, the military, to make Al-Qaeda look bad. Not to say Al-Qaeda is a good bunch of folks. Toll-free number, though, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
and you can dial in toll-free tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, I do want to let you know about HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. It's free market healthcare, a company that can give you freedom from health insurance. In fact, you know, health insurance, it's fine for what it does, but it pays for treating sickness, and it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't even know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. A little bit more about the Pentagon, the U.S. government hiring for $540 million taxpayer dollars, a company to make fake terrorist videos. This news is it's out, and this is big news. Let's go to Charlie, though, first in Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Dr. Goebbels would be proud, wouldn't he?
Right, the old Nazi propaganda chief.
Oh, well, yeah, we got to remember, it was Minister of Enlightenment and Propaganda. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know that part of his title. The Minister of Enlightenment.
I believe culture
has a ring
as
to
well.
It.
But that's not why I called.
All right.
The good news from the Western Front here is Pete Santilli, after 8 months in jail, was released from jail in Oregon. Charges were dropped. He now
charges were dropped.
To face the same situation in Nevada, which is occurring this week. But he is out of jail. And
okay, wait. So Pete Santilli, just dropped. For people that don't know, this is one of the guys who was arrested in the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve occupation. He was there as an independent journalist to, you know, be there with the folks who were there and report on that situation. I guess he's, you know, he hosts his own internet radio show, I believe, and the federal agents arrested him and charged him along with the rest of the occupiers that were there in the Malheur Wildlife Reserve, which was in Oregon, if you recall. That happened earlier this year. So you're saying that he was held in jail for 8 months, and then they ultimately dropped the charges?
Two different plea deals. One was like 6 years.
And but he didn't take it?
Dropped it, but he stuck to his guns, and they dropped the charges. They were dropped without prejudice, so that means they can refile up to 7 years. But he's out of jail.
And then did you say he was facing charges from Nevada?
Yeah, he's in Nevada now, and because he did the same thing at the Bundy Ranch.
The Bundy Ranch. So they are charging him for the
reporter.
Just to be clear, they're not charging him in the Malheur situation. They dropped those charges, but they are charging him for the Bundy Ranch.
Yes, sir.
That's, okay, so he's not out of
what's going. And I heard that as of yesterday. I mean, that's as current as you can get. But glad to see him out. It's
so he is not out of the woods yet, however. Even though he may out of jail, he's still technically on bail on the other charges. And
plus, they still have the sword of Damocles over him, you know, from Oregon.
For 7 years.
But right. I thought you would like to know. And,
thanks for the update on that, Charlie. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge occupiers, I believe, are currently on trial. I don't know how long that trial is expected to last. We had one of our listeners call in last week. His sister-in-law was one of the first defense witnesses. So sounds like as of last week, defense had started their case. So maybe it'll wrap up sometime this week. But I have not been following it closely. If you have and you've got an update for us, please feel free to dial in and join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So we were talking about the Pentagon that hired a PR firm at the cost of $540 million U.S. dollars to produce propaganda, fake propaganda, about the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. The story here from RT, the Pentagon did confirm that the PR firm worked for them under the Information Operations Task Force. The Joint Psychological Operations Task Force was also involved, and they can't comment, apparently, on those operations. The documents show the Pentagon paid $540 million to Bell Pottinger, which was the PR firm, in contracts between 2007 and 2011, with another contract for $120 million in 2006. So, actually, it looks like more than $540 million. Looks like $660 million. The firm ended its work with the Pentagon in 2011. In 2009, it was reported that the Pentagon had hired a controversial firm, the Rendon Group, to monitor the reporting of journalists embedded with the U.S. military to assess whether they were giving positive coverage to its missions. So if you're embedded with the military and you don't go along with whatever the military's official line is about whatever war it is you've been embedded in, then you're going to get cut out.
Yeah.
Which isn't a surprise. I mean, this is how the news media and the police work. So like on a local level, I don't know if you ever saw this when you were in Portland, Maine, Cody, but you worked at a radio group there with some of the morning show hosts. You were a producer.
Yep.
But I know that people have told me this, including Gardner Goldsmith, who's a local New Hampshire talk show host. He said that, you know, there's a real attitude at these radio stations of don't rub the police the wrong way or else they won't send us press releases anymore. The police won't, you know, let us know what they're doing. They won't have the police chief come in on, you know, one Friday a month or whatever to talk to the talk show host. So there's a real fear within the media about crossing the people in the government.
Right. Well, I spent some time working in the newsroom. And, you know, when you work for a radio or a TV station, you're competing with other stations. So you want to have, you know, you want to be the first person to know that something happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when it comes to crime,
break the news.
When it comes to crime, you're going to find out first if you get it directly from the press release from the police.
Correct.
You know, you want to do it that way instead of finding out, you know, that the competition had the story and that you have to kind of jack it from them and reword it and make it your own. So there really wasn't ever a conversation at that station about that being the deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that was kind of the policy. If anything ever came up where, you know, there was questionable things happening with the police and how, you know, the morning show and the news dissected it and talked about it. I just don't ever really remember running into.
Probably because they never actually took any kind of threatening position toward the police. Probably because the morning show hosts were obedient to the police.
Well, I do remember now. I got in a little bit of trouble one time where I was writing up a news story. I believe it was about a police officer who shot somebody. And I used the word killed because, you know.
Oh.
It's accurate, right?
Did he die, the person who was shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, use the word killed.
And you get rebuked.
Apparently, that was not the right word to use when it comes to the police using guns.
According to who? The news editor?
According to my program director at the time.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think the opposite needs to be true. The police need to be constantly scrutinized by the media.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, how'd you like to try the best pillow you'll ever use, risk-free for 60 days? Talking about My Pillow, it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position at night. And I've been using it for the past several months. It's been fantastic. You can try it out for yourself by going to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get a special offer, which will actually get you either one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. It's up to you. At MyPillow.com, use code FTL. If you don't like it for some reason, in that first 60-day period, you can get your money back. Plus, the pillow itself has a 10-year warranty on it. And by the way, you can put the MyPillow in your washer and dryer, which is like an unprecedented feature that I've never seen on a pillow before in my life. Very cool stuff that we can actually keep the thing clean. MyPillow.com, use code FTL. As we continue with your calls and your thoughts, whether it's the Pentagon hiring a PR firm for hundreds of millions of dollars to create propaganda for them, to create anti-terror, or actually like propaganda that looks like it was coming from Al-Qaeda. That is on the table. Also coming up, we'll talk about Hillary Clinton maybe being outed for something new tomorrow by WikiLeaks. But first, Tom is online in Baltimore. And, Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Cody.
Good evening, folks.
Hey,
I just wanted to point out that in 2012, House Resolution 5736 was passed. It's better known as the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. And what it did was take off the prohibition of the government, the U.S. government, from propagandizing the American public. So now, for the sake of coercing us, they can put out any manner of propaganda, audio, video, print, to further whatever means they would like us to believe.
Well, that's disturbing.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, it was estimated that in the first year after that was passed, the Pentagon spent over $4 billion engaging in such activity. And
well,
by the way,
go ahead.
I'll leave you with this. I'm hoping you guys will discuss the latest debacle and shame of Director Comey before Congress last Wednesday.
I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
He was before the Oversight Committee relative to the email scandal, and basically was caught lying again. In fact, to the point where he had to say, listen, we're not weasels. the first thing that came to mind was...
We're shrews.
The first thing that came to mind was the gentleman doth protesteth too much, way too much. He gave himself away.
Now, who's Comey again? Who is he?
He's the director of the FBI.
Oh, the FBI guy. Okay, got it. Yeah, I don't keep track of who all these bureaucrats are. They always change out the deck chairs on the Titanic, and from one year to the next, they're not always the same person. Tom, thanks for sharing that. Here's something relevant to what you were talking about with the U.S. government, and thank you for the call, with the U.S. government placing propaganda. So this is much larger than this $600-something million deal with this one PR firm. We already told you about how in 2009 the Rendon Group was hired by the Pentagon to monitor the reporting of journalists embedded with the U.S. military to assess whether they were giving positive coverage. But also it was revealed in 2005 that Washington-based PR company The Lincoln Group had been placing articles in newspapers in Iraq which were secretly written by the U.S. military. A Pentagon investigation cleared the group of any wrongdoing.
Wow.
So I suspect that these stories here are just scratching the surface on the amount of propaganda that's actually being put out there, not just in the United States, but around the globe by the Pentagon.
I don't think it's a rare thing. I mean, I had read not too long ago that, you know, I think it is, it was either the Pentagon or the DOD, that, you know, they spend a lot of money on Hollywood. So when you see movies like, I don't know if you're familiar with White House Down, I never took the time to watch that.
I haven't seen
part.
It, but if it is pro-military, then they get money from the military.
Right, and they kind of do a tit-for-tat type of thing. Like, hey, if you want to use our helicopters and
right.
our planes and all of our cool stuff, well, you kind of have to have a message that has been pre-approved by all of us.
Exactly. So the script will be sent to the military for whatever the movie is supposed to be. And if the military approves of the script, then you can get all the tanks that you want. No problem. You need
sure,
an aircraft
yeah.
carrier. You need some helicopters, tanks, whatever. The military will do anything they can to assist with the production.
So the defense budget is also largely an entertainment budget. Basically.
That's correct. And propaganda as well, because, you know, movies like Transformers or White House Down or whatever it was, you know, anything that has a pro-military feel, anything that, you know, it's been approved. The script has literally been approved by the U.S. military,
yeah.
and they've been given hundreds of millions of dollars worth of access to this equipment that otherwise, if the military says no, well, then you got to go and fund whatever kind. You know, the producers then have to come up with the money to rent, like, old military equipment from certain providers, right? Like, there are providers that can provide you with a tank or whatever, people that own those things who will rent them out. But all of a sudden, your costs go way up. Or you got to hire the CGI guys to come in and, you know, make fake tanks and fake bombers or whatever.
Right. And I don't know if you've noticed this trend, but it seems like a lot of the blockbuster titles that have been coming out, probably in the last 10, 15 years, it's been a lot of what people call destruction porn, which is just, you know, you probably see that in the Transformers movie, right?
Things go move.
Massive buildings are just being exploded. And in the first Avengers, I mean, aliens are coming out of space and basically blowing up New York. And then coming back to White House Down, what is it? Well, it's a bunch of terrorists who have attacked the White House. So it seems like if they're working with Hollywood, they can sort of create this visual, you know, terrorist attack type of event without actually even having to do one or wait for one to happen. It still puts the...
you think that has the same effect?
I think it still does. I still... Yeah, I think
probably
people...
Not as intense.
Much, but I think people get emotionally invested in movies. Like, if you go and see, you know, Too Fast, Too Furious, probably when you hop in your car in the parking lot, you're going to drive a little faster because you're amped up from the movie.
Okay, could be.
So if you get done watching White House Down, you know, the feeling of the movie is be afraid of terrorism, and Gerard Butler and the government are going to come
They'll help save you.
And they're going to look cool as hell doing it with all their guns. So, yeah, I do think it's definitely the propaganda is still going on.
Right. And that's why the anti-war movies, there are some anti-war movies out there, but they tend to be released on, like, independent film labels. They tend to not make, you know, large theatrical releases. And that's because they don't have the assistance of the U.S. government behind them.
Yeah.
To propel the propaganda.
Unfortunately, for whatever reason, peace is just not as exciting when you're watching a movie.
Well, I mean, I've seen some anti-war movies that you could be exciting because they're still war movies, but the message is decidedly against the war. And so you can still, I think you can still have excitement, you can still have conflict.
Yeah, well, you can still definitely be pro-peace, especially if you're working on achieving peace. That's probably going to be really violent. That could still be a violent movie where stuff blows up.
That's true. So if you want to join us here, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So that, I thought, was a pretty big deal because it really confirms some of the suspicions that a lot of people had had. They were going so far as to even make CDs of these propaganda videos and then leave them in places where the soldiers would raid. So, like, one soldier would actually bring in the CD and drop it in there and, like, oh, look what I found, guys! You know, it's from the terrorists, and then they put it in and act like it was the first time.
Planting evidence.
Yeah.
Typical. You know, the thing is, like, yeah, this is big news. Am I surprised by it?
No.
Not really.
No, of course, we're not surprised by it. But, you know, we have to remember we're on the radio. There are people listening who, you know, somebody just got in their car tonight from the airport in some city somewhere where we're on the radio, and they've never heard this news. And it's, you know, even though it's old hat for us and like WikiLeaks and all the scandals, it's all old news to us. It's important to keep bringing these things forward. And this is brand new, by the way. I mean, this report just came out. The story from RT was published yesterday.
I say keep an eye on this guy. Make sure he doesn't end up dead in a mysterious car crash.
You mean the editor who came out and revealed the info?
Whoever it is behind the article,
yeah.
Watch your back, guys.
Anybody who works for that firm?
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and you can take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, the so-called October surprise. What's it going to be? Well, nobody really knows yet, but Julian Assange from WikiLeaks has announced that he will be saying something tomorrow. He was originally going to do it from his balcony at the Ecuadorian embassy, I think, in the UK. And then some sort of security issue came up. They had received some kind of credible threat, and so he decided to not do it from the balcony, but they are going to. They'd canceled it initially, and now they are going to have him make whatever announcement is that he's going to make that supposedly is going to be quite a shot against Hillary Clinton. That is expected to happen tomorrow. And I know, Cody, you've been looking into that story here tonight, if you want to share some of that. Or you can call in and bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So, Cody, what is the story with Assange?
So let me start here, because I've got a couple stories. And one of the stories, the one that was posted on WikiLeaks, said it on Snopes that it couldn't be confirmed, really. Although all of this seems
pretty... But it was posted on WikiLeaks.
It was, it was shared through WikiLeaks on their Twitter. The story comes from a website called TruePundit.com, which I've never heard of, so it makes me think it's questionable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather start with the story I have from Breitbart,
which is also questionable.
Doesn't get too far into some of the crazy stuff.
Breitbart is definitely a right-wing news site.
At least I've heard of them. Okay. At least I can start there. So from Breitbart, it says, citing security concerns, WikiLeaks has canceled an in-person October surprise announcement by Julian Assange, which may have theorized will expose election-changing information about Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. WikiLeaks editor Julian Assange was scheduled to appear on the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy in London on Tuesday, where he has claimed asylum since 2012.
He's been there for like, I guess almost 5 years now. Not quite.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Make the announcement. Assange will instead now appear by video live stream on Tuesday for a press conference to discuss the past, present, and future of WikiLeaks.
Oh, okay.
Which might be interesting.
I think it has a bright future. They have been one of the most important news-making organizations of, I would say, our lifetimes. I mean, WikiLeaks has been a game-changer in a lot of ways, and they've already had a major effect on this election thus far, just with the revelations about Hillary's emails, the tens of thousands of emails that they've leaked out.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly good reason for the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton specifically not to like Julian Assange, right, and wonder, well, what are we going to do about this guy? So I mean, he's clearly worried about something. Story says, in July, a leak of over 19,000 emails from the DNC showed that the party had actively worked against Bernie Sanders' campaign for nomination, plotting tactics to give Clinton a favorable chance from the start.
Which they're not supposed to do, by the way. I mean, the political party is supposed to allow all of their participants, the people who are seeking that office, a fair shot at it. But if it turns out that they're actually, you know, behind the scenes working in the favor of one of the candidates, that is a huge hit to their credibility, or it should be at least.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's literally rigging the election. That's what they're doing.
I mean, it should be a private thing to where the party should be able to choose on their own volition, however it is they want to, but they have a kind of responsibility to their members to try to play fair. Or to play fair, and that's not what they did.
No, I don't think Hillary is a play fair type of person.
Nope, certainly not. And, you know, I doubt that Assange actually likes Trump, but so far he hasn't done anything to that I know of. WikiLeaks has not released anything damaging to Trump.
Yep. Well, he would probably be less likely to have documents in something that Assange would get a hold of. I mean, he got a lot of government documents. Trump was
true
in the private sector, so there wouldn't necessarily be files on him there.
Yeah, but somebody's got some files somewhere. I mean, Trump is certainly someone who's got some skeletons in his closet.
There's obviously been this talk about releasing his tax returns.
Mm-hmm. I heard somebody did release his tax returns. I heard the New York Times printed them.
I have no idea.
That's big news, apparently, this week.
I have no idea. I'm not a Trump fan, but I don't really think there's going to be anything that interesting in the tax.
Well, basically, I mean, the supposed revelation is, Trump didn't pay taxes, as though that makes him a bad guy. Look, he's bad for a lot of reasons, but actually, that's something I respect.
Well, I mean, looking at Trump's 1040 is not going to tell you whether or not he pays taxes. He owns several businesses. He pays taxes. He may or may not pay personal income taxes.
Well, I think that's what they were talking
about. Right, but they're making it sound like, when they're doing these reports, they're making it sound like he's not paying into the federal government at all, and that is far from the truth.
Yeah, no, well, he's said multiple times, you know, the way I do my business is I take advantage of the laws that the government has set up. If you don't like the way I'm practicing business, then maybe you should try and change the laws.
Right, and you're right, that's what they're doing. The idea is, Trump, he's a bad person because he avoided paying personal taxes. You're right that he's paying taxes into the system throughout the entire perspective of everything that he does. But there's this sort of idea that somebody who's running for president has to be obedient and, you know, follow all of the laws to a T. And
well, he is being obedient and he is following all the laws. The laws are just really weird.
And they give benefits to people who know how to work the system.
Right. Well, and imagine, too, you know, I would think that they want to send the message of, you know, I'm a president, I pay my taxes, I don't know, whoever they is.
Okay.
I would think that the establishment would want to have somebody as president who pays their taxes.
Does that mean Trump is truly a non-establishment candidate, to your mind?
compared to the competition.
I think it's more likely that Trump is a plant than anything else.
Well, what you're saying is he's breaking the narrative. What you're saying is Trump, by not having paid personal income tax or whatever, is different than what the establishment narrative wants it to be, in which case that would suggest that one could get to the Republican nomination without being establishment. And that seems an unbelievable thing, right? Like, either the Bilderbergers or whoever the hell they are in control or they're not. What's the story?
I don't know. It could just be because he's that incredibly rich and famous. I don't know. I would just think that, you know, they're not going to want to have a president who kind of sends the message out to people like, well, he didn't pay taxes, so maybe I don't have to as well. Mm. You know, they want to have the belief out there that, you know, if you don't pay your income tax, you're in big trouble.
Well, I mean, and first of all, he's being audited, so that doesn't necessarily destroy that narrative. And so, which is a good reason to not release your tax returns if you're being audited currently.
Mm-hmm.
But, Trump probably paid more taxes last year than I'll make in my life.
Probably.
Like, I mean, so it's not even Trump that's doing it. Trump is paying a ton of taxes. Ridiculous, obscene amounts of money in taxes. It's certain news media that are making it sound like he's not paying any money and, you know, using all the state resources.
And to his credit,
in the first place, but
to Trump's credit, and there's not a lot of credit I can give the guy, but in this case, he's right on. I mean, he is not in favor. I mean, obviously, in the role that he's in, he can't say he's against taxes because that would rile the Republicans up and make them angry.
I don't know if that's true anyway. I don't know if he's not just opportunistic enough to even have a position one way or the other.
His position seems to be, hey, if you cannot pay it, then don't pay it, right? Like, don't. He's not as much of a, at least openly, a tax lover as Hillary Clinton.
Well, right, yeah, I don't think he's pro-tax, but I don't necessarily think he's anti-tax either.
I agree
with you.
I think
he's amoral and opportunistic.
Yeah.
I think he will do whatever has his best interest at heart. Basically.
Hold that thought. Let's get back to more WikiLeaks in a moment. We got Ricky on the line. Actually, no, we don't. We'll bring Ricky on here in moments. So toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ricky, are you there with us?
I'm here, brother.
Okay, we have you now. Go ahead.
Well, I was sitting here listening to this. A couple points now.
Yeah, are you scared about Hillary Clinton and what's going to happen tomorrow with WikiLeaks? She's your candidate.
I didn't hear about what's going to happen.
We don't know yet. It's something big.
The October surprise.
Trump campaign, I'm not scared.
Huh?
I'm not scared of nothing, Ian. You know, I'm really not.
All right. What were you calling about? Go ahead.
Did you know that WikiLeaks offered a $20,000 reward for information about a murdered DNC staffer? Seth Rich, shot and killed in July.
Whoa.
I guess we'll wait until after break, I guess.
You know, there isn't a string of dead people around Donald Trump's campaign. That's all I'm saying.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hour number two is on the way. We got plenty of time for you. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Or Skype in, like Ricky did, at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.